that present that situations where even the Rabbanan would subscribe to Schach L'mala Micha. That is the whole discussion on the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara begins, Keman Ozla Hoda Amar Rabbi Yeshua Amar Rav Machlekes Pshein Defanos Magias L'schach Avotfianos Magias L'schach Afilo Malami Eser Ma'amos K'sheira. The Gemara presents that when it's Defanos Magias L'schach, then even Rabbanon would subscribe that a schach l'malam echof would be kosher. Keman, kerabot. So that works within Rabashita. Rabashita that what? That the impediment of having schach that's too high, l'malam yeser ma'ama, is mishum de lo shalta be'ena. So what happens? The cave in the tfanas magias l'schach, since the walls go aligned all the way up to the schach, mishlat shalta be'ena. Right? So then what? Your eyes will catch the schach, since there's no airspace. But this is something we're going to have to focus on. Sukkah does not need the walls to be magia to the schach. Why that's true is a question. Might be a machlekes, the Ran and the Ritva, coming attractions after Sukkahs. But the basic understanding is there's a halacha called good asik mechitzta. That once you have a wall, what is a wall by definition, Rabosai? How many tfachim? A wall is 10 tfachim. Once you have a wall that's 10 tfachim, as long as the schach is over that wall, that's good for hilchos sukkah. Those of you that are machmir in a canvas sukkah to have lavud straps, so they'll have the lavud straps up until 10 tfachim. There's no reason to have the lavud straps more, because now it goes up, or it's not necessary for it to go up. That might be a machlekes, the Ran and the Ritva. We'll have to discuss it another time. But says the Gemara, if the tfanos are magios l'schach, if there's a continuous connection between the tfanos and the schach, and it goes all the way, so then that will work even l'malam echaf. Whose theory does that fit under? That fits under the theory of Rabbah, that the impediment and the issue in general with L'malam Echof is the Lo Shalta Be'ena. You just created a way that my eyes are going to continue going, and I'm always going to see it. Frak Taisus Akashe. Yeah, Avi Akashe.
What are the straps actually accomplished?
So that's not for now. We could talk about that afterwards. Very quickly, the canvas sukkahs, the poskim are very concerned about the fact that they are considered walls that move in the wind, and therefore, since they move, that's problematic. It's a machlekes between the Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Chazanish how much they need to move in order to be puzzle. But the Eitza is basically having a stiff wall, and since you're having straps within three tvachim of each other, so you basically created a wall through straps. So it has to be 10 tvachim. So as Taisa Akasha, if this is so true, if this is such a good Eitzah, so why isn't this suggested? Thank you so much. Why isn't this suggested in Slichos, guys?
And that's extra splendor.
Thank you. Need whatever you got.
This is Max told me what to get.
Shoot me up. Shoot me up.
There's already two in there.
There's not three.
Fractais Akasha, Rabbeisai, if this is true and everyone subscribes to what we just said, Fractais is what? Why isn't it the case when it comes to Mavoi? Why isn't it the case when it comes to a Kora on top of a Mavoi that if you have a continuous situation, or a Ner Chanukah that you have a continuous situation, we should also say it should be Shalta Be'ina now? Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Sha'akol Nieh B'dvaro. Thank you. So Toisis, Velo Domilin Erchanaka Vikoras Mavid, Velo Choshev Heker Lamalami Esim, Afal Pisha Akara Gabi Ksalim, even though you have a continuous nature, you're following the Ksalim up until the Kaira, up until the beam. Why? The Hasam Kaira Tefach Lai Shalta Baina, Kamai Besukkah Derechavatuva. No, Sukkah is much wider, And this kaira, this mashu, tefach, you're not going to be able to notice. Just a practical difference. Does anyone have the chance to see the ritva on this, Rabbi Isai? I know I put it on yesterday's Mar Mekaymus. What does the ritva say? What's the difference between kaira and sukkah? It's not because the schach is wider than the kora, Rabbi Isai, than the beam. But rather what? Because your
eyes will look up the wall in the sky.
Yeah, no. So why is it what?
The teacher that knows they're actually sitting in the sukkah.
Why is it easier to notice that you're sitting inside of a sukkah, says the Ritva? What's the Hadgasha? Because you're mukaf mechitzas. You're surrounded by walls all around you. Right? Good? So there's two different rationales that Tosis is say, that Tosis and the Ritva are focusing on why sukkah is different than a korah. By sukkah, either your muk of mechitzas or schach is wider, and therefore I notice it with the wall. Says it's fasemes a pashen afkamina. What's going to be the situation where what? Only one wall is the continuous one that's going up. If you say I need continuous encompassing, so then one wall is not going to help according to the Ritva. If you say schach is wider, so then one wall is going to help, even if the other walls are not extending high. So that would just be within this day of the Gemara, when the Rabbanan are moida to Rabbi Yehuda that schach l'mal michaf, because it's a continuous nature, it's shalta ve'ena, whether or not that would apply if only one of the walls extends up. That was the end of last sugya. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not going to read the entire Gemara. The Gemara continues to say, different situations that different manda amrim suggest that Rabbanon would be in agreement with Rabbi Yehuda, and that would not be the situation where Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing in our Mishnah. What's the other etzes in the Gemara? So the Gemara says, one day it says, if you have more than Rosh of Arubo B'Shulchano, if it's a wider sukkah. Another day in the Gemara says, if it's wider than 4 Amos, then since it's a wider area, so now it's more noticeable, and there's going to be more of an effect of the schach in such a situation that we're going to say Rabbanon are going to agree that the schach l'mal michaf will help in such a situation. Good, right, Rabbi Isai? That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara goes on to a question, and that's where I want to focus on. So Gemara says, Meisve. Sukkah shigvo l'malam yesrim amma psula of Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Ad arbaim v'chamishim amma. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir even if it's past 20 amas, right? Machlek is tanoim. Amma Rabbi Yehuda, said Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa behilani amalka, there was a Jewish woman, Ilani Amalka Balud, Shaisa Sukasa Gavoya Measram Amma, that the sukkah was higher than 20 amas. Vayuzakanim Nechnasim Vyaitin Lisham, and there were Tamidi Chacham that came and visited her in the sukkah. Balay Amru Lodavar, and they didn't say anything to her. Raya to who, Rabbi Isai? Raya to who, Shita? Rabbi Yehuda. Amrulai, Rabbanan said back to them, Misham Raya? There's no Raya from there. Why? Isha Haisa, Upturim min Asukkah. We know that a woman is Pater from Sukkah, Mitzvah Hasesha as Man Grama, and therefore don't be made any Raya from Hinele Amalka. Stay tuned to the ramifications of the fact that Isha is Upturim min Asukkah, that might have tremendous ramifications in different areas of Allah. Amr Lahen, Balo Shiva Banim Havula, but Hilani Amalka had 7 kids. Va'oid, and also, not only did she have 7 kids, Kol Ma'aseha Loi Asusa El Al Pi Chachamim. And she always did everything based on the rabbis. Now, the Gemara is not sure what that additional statement just added. And the Gemara is not even sure what the 7 children really added. So now the Gemara clarifies. Sorry. Lama li lemisnei va'oid kol ma'asel lo asel al pi chacham. Why did the Gemara have to tell me, by the way, and she keeps all the rabbinic laws? This is what the Gemara meant. And if you want to tell me the fact that Hillel and Yamalka had seven kids doesn't make a difference, because why? Maybe they were all ktanim. And the assumption of the Gemara is that what? Uktanim pturim min asukah. When is a katan pater min asukah, Rabbi Yisai? Right? So the Gemara is going to tell us. Not every katan is pater min asukah. Says the Gemara, kevin de shivo havu, since she already had seven kids, right? And there weren't any twins, or any overlap, or any triplets, or quadruplets. Good question. I have no idea. Chora, the Gemara knew the answer to your question. The Gemara knew the reason why the Gemara is telling us that seven is relevant is to tell us that one of them must have been 7 years old.
So if they said six, then it would be more.
I don't know. You have to know what the age.
Telling me
you got it. Depends. No, depends what the culture was in that year. How many kids they had? I don't know. Like how often the woman would have babies? I don't know. It's impossible that there isn't one that doesn't need her mother. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? Lo tzarech li'imo, Rabbi Yisai. So Rashi tells us, this is a Gemara on Chav Chesem and Alf that we're about to learn in Bikis. The shear of a child being chayiv in Sukkah is enuch tzarech li'imo. A child that needs their mother is pater from sukkah. A child that could be independent, that could sleep on his own, that could take care of basic needs on his own, eino tzarech li'imo, the Gemara says, is chayiv in sukkah. One second. I haven't said anything. I just read the Gemara. Yeah.
You do ever see that concept anywhere else? It's always been like enough and not enough. Or is it ever like depending on the mother?
So there are... That question that you just asked is an excellent question. But if you look carefully, there isn't really yes chinuch or no chinuch. The Gemara tells us that there are different stages for different mitzvahs. The age for tefillin and the age for tzitzis and the age for sukkah are not all the same. So chinuch depends on the different various mitzvahs that we're talking about. So that's the answer. But it's an excellent question.
How can a child be
so apparently, there's a concept called chinuch.
Okay, that's not a child's obligation.
We'll talk about this. One second. I'm just reading so far. Rashi says, "Amrino lekaman dechayev lechanchu b'mitzvah sukkah." You have to be mechanach the child in sukkah, and therefore this child has to be in a sukkah one way or another. Ellie, this sukkah, this child has to be in the sukkah. And stay tuned, Ellie, because what you just asked is a very essential question for our sukkah. But I'm not going to talk about it yet. So what's the story? Tashma. V'oy kol ma'aseh lo asa elech al-pi chachamim. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Guys. V'chitim rakotin shein tzarech li'imo midrabbanan u'demechayev. And if you want to tell me like Weiss, like Eli said, that's midrabbanan, it's chinuch. But what? It's not mide oraise. Zok the Gemara upshlugs Eli and says, Tashma v'oid asadvare al pi maise chachamim. That's why the Gemara had to say that additional statement that she kept all the rabbinic laws as well. That's why the Gemara wasn't burning superfluous. The Gemara was saying, and don't tell me that chinuch is irrelevant, because chinuch is relevant because she kept all of her maise al pi chachamim. Good? What?
It still doesn't have anything to do with the kids.
Who said anything about the kids? They have to sit in the sukkah. Chinuch. Chinuch. Wait, why are we talking about this? Yeah.
Is Tashma, does it imply that Tashma is saying, therefore, we need to
Felda, this is good. Yeah?
Or therefore, the halacha is like from Yehuda.
You're asking on the entire mace?
No, this line, Tashma, what is it proving?
No, Tashma. And if you, the Gemara asks, and if you want to tell me that it's only Midrabbanan and she didn't care about Midrabbanan, come and listen that it's not true because the Braisa said she kept all my Sechachamim.
Meaning that's why we say that statement.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. That's why we need that additional. Exactly. So Rabbi said, why are we talking about this? Why is it relevant to Sukkah Beis and Beis? Sok the Gemara, this was all like in parentheses. This was all like, by the way, this is a Gan story. This shir that I'm about to speak about for the next who knows how long, which is going to focus on that parentheses, but it's going to have major effects on our lives, and it's going to have tremendous ramifications, la'alacha. But we also have to know the relevance of why we're talking about it. So now, we'll say the relevance, and we'll speak about this probably in like 3 weeks from now, the relevance that actually has to do with sukkah, but we have to know why we're talking about it in the first place. Talk to Gemara, Bishlam, again, the Gemara was saying situations where even Chachamim are going to subscribe to who? To Rabbi Yehuda. That what? Schach l'mal michaf in certain situations is?
Kosher.
When? So the Gemara is now holding that if the sukkah is a certain width, then what?
It's kosher.
Then it's kosher. What width is that? If it has Rosh HaVeruba V'Shulchano. So the Gemara says, good. So again, this is a discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim not only argued la'alacha, they brought proofs to their shitas, max. They brought proofs to their shitas based on what? Based on stories, based on Hillel and Amalka, based on things that happened, right? Good. So Gemara says, listen to Hillel and Amalka. So the Chachamim say, don't give me a proof from Hillel and Amalka. Why? She's a woman. Right? So Gemara says, yeah, but she has children. Oh, yeah, yeah. And she kept the Rabbanon. Oh, yeah, yeah. Good. Rabbi side. Clearly what? This case was up for debate between who and who? Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. It has to be a case that they argued about. They are arguing about it. How to deal with that case, right? Frek the Gemara Kasha, I don't understand the Amoraim that said that what? The machloikis is only when where? When it's a certain width. Bishlama, according to the first day of the Gemara, in our Gemara that said the machloikis of Yudah Chachamim is only when the walls don't go up to the schach. So then I could buy this story. Why? Because Hillel and Amalka, even though she's a Malka, and even though she has a lot of money, right? It makes sense that she would sit in a gazebo, right? Rich people sit in gazebos.
Who?
They have gazebos in the five towns. Yeah. At least the summer homes. Right?
In the Hamptons.
In the Hamptons. Right? You know, guys. You know what I'm talking about. Like Camp Misora. You know what I'm talking about. Like where the chinuch staff. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. So the people, they go on a nice day, not when it's too hot. Or they'll put air conditionings in the gazebo, like your sukkah in Florida. Rabbi said, I can accept that a rich person is going to go into a gazebo, and to be in a situation of a sukkah that its mechitzas are not magilas chach. Right, Max? Can you just close that, please?
Good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were taking notes. Sukkah she'in magilas chach. Yeah? So what, Max? So what? So that I could accept. But what? Eisenstein. But what? What are you saying? Sorry, I'm just saying hello. But if what, Morty? But if what?
It's not.
If the machloikis is what, Max? If the machloikis is what? I'm sorry, I'm just excited. What's the machloikis? What's the machloikis? If the machloikis is only in what? Say, give me dimensions. I want to know. I want to say this about that. That it's only what? No, not by 4x4. The other shita. That once you have Rosh HaVeruba Shulchano, Schach L'mala Michof, everyone agrees, right? That's one day in the Gemara on Beis and Beis, right?
Is there a question on both days? Did I talk about it here?
I don't think so.
Elamando
Amr Besuka Ktana Machlaikis, right? Let's explain it like that. That's the Pashas. If you understand that it's what? Rosh HaVeruba V'Shulchano is already going to be agreed upon between Rabbanu and Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you have to set up the Machlekes to be? Hillel and Amalka is the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim is under which width?
One or another.
No!
Rosh Haruba.
Where's the machloikis? According to the Manda Amar that holds more than Rosh Haruba, even Rabbanan agree. So where's the machloikis?
Rosh Haruba.
Rosh Haruba and less. Right? So then what? Practically Marakasha, the Chidarka Shel Hilani Amalka, to sit in a small closet of a sukkah? Come on. So to Gemara, Chidarka Shel Malka, Leisha B'sukkah Ktano? I'm Rabbi Baravada. Le'nitzcha el l'sukkah asuya kidneys kidneys. Gemara says, no, we're talking about a sukkah that had different sections, that had different, like, closets and it broke off into different sections. In fact, the Gemara v'chidarka shel malka leishiv b'sukkah asuya kidneys kidneys? Is a malka going to sit into a sukkah like that with small sections? Ravashi lo nitzcha ella lekitnias sheba. Really, it was a large sukkah. But what? There were little off, smaller rooms that were connected to it. Rabbanan savri b'nei b'sukkah ma'al yav yasve v'i yasve b'kitnias mishum tzniusa, because she wanted to be tzanua, not to sit with the men. Mishmach lo amr lo davar. Rabbi Yudah Savar Bna Gabo Aviyosva Vafilu Arichi Lo Amr Lo Dover. Rabbi Isai, what's the machlokes? Says that day, and what's the machlokes? What's the machlokes? Whether or not we have mixed seatings at weddings. According to the Manda Omer that holds what? According to the Manda Omer that holds what? That Lamala Mechof is kosher. She sat in the big sukkah. According to Rabbanon, she must have sat in the smaller area, right? And what? And they sat in the bigger area. Good. Yeah, sure.
I mean, this is no disrespect at all, but why can't this be a riot? Like, for like, oh, women shouldn't sit with men, or like they should be in the kitchen while we eat, and things like that.
Who said Sunita says?
If the queen is going to do it, shouldn't everyone do it?
It's a private wedding. Doesn't necessarily mean sneeze.
So there is a Mishnah in Psachim that seems to be mashma that everyone sat together. So you have to figure it out. What does it mean, Mishnah Sneusa? That she for some specific reason she decided to eat there. Or there were certain things that she...
I'm sure you could turn the Mishnah Psachim around and like say, oh, that's specific.
Or she had her prerogative that she thought, for her, it was appropriate for her to sit in that way. But I really don't want to talk about this. Rabbanim were coming in. Yes, so Ari's asking, so is that a raya that when Rabbanim come in that you have to get out? So, I really don't want to talk about this.
Me either.
But it's a good question. Yeah. Are we talking about that?
I don't understand the
Gemara.
I don't understand the Gemara. It says 2 seconds ago that she wouldn't sit in the small alcove, and then they say 2 seconds later that she is.
No, for the Gansa Mishpacha.
She's still sitting in the small area.
Yeah, that's the Gemara's answer. If she's sitting in it and everyone else is living normally, so then that makes sense.
Still,
no, it's not darka for her to put everyone in for that to be the situation for her whole family. Good. Rabbi, we need to delve into the sugya of chinuch in a very real way. And it starts as follows. There's a fascinating Rabbi Kiva Eger that is in the Gilyon HaShas on the side of the Gemara. The second Gilyon HaShas, we'll hold Mirtz Hashem, talk about the first Gilyon HaShas if we have time as well. And he starts off with a Tosis Yeshanim in Yuma. But we need a little background in order to understand this Tosis Yeshanim in Yuma. This Gemara in Yuma is actually in Yana D'Yoma. I didn't even realize that. He's talking about an important Mishnah, Rabbi Yisai. This is the Halacha. I mean, my daughter just asked me this. Does she have to start fasting this year? She's 10 years old. That's this Mishnah. That's Sugam, Pei, Beis, Amid Aleph. What is the age they have to start fasting? And what is the age they have to start fasting, even hours? At what point in time? It's Kedai Sugya, when you get a chance, just to even go through the whole Sugya. So the Mishnah starts off, Hatinoikis ein ma'aninosom biyom ha'kiburim ele mechanchenoso lefnei shana lefnei shasayim b'shvil shiregilim ha'mitzvahs. There is a chiyuv to train your sons and daughters to get involved in fasting and to learn how to fast to be mechanech. Ad kedei kach, there's a minchas chinuch. I don't want to talk about this now, but the minchas chinuch asks that it should be an iser deraisa for you to feed your kids on Yom Kippur. Why? What's the iser deraisa? Oh, I don't have a Yevamos here. So the Gemara in Yevamos that I quoted to you says as follows. Very important Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara says, Amachloikis in the Gemara, if katan ha'oichol nevelis, a child, a minor, is oichol nevelis, is eating treif, bezdim mitzuvin lafrisho, or ein bezdim mitzuvin lafrisho. It's a machloikis in the Gemara. What does that mean? If I see a child eating non-kosher food, am I mechuyev to make sure that he doesn't eat it, or am I not mechuyev to make sure that he doesn't eat it? Machloikis in the Gemara. We paskin la'alacha, Rabbi Yisai. Katan ha'oichol nevelis, ein bezdim mitzuvin lafrisho. You can allow him to eat. Okay? However, the Gemara says there is an iser de'oraisa of lo sachilum. Who knows what lo sachilum means? What? Don't feed. What does that mean? Even though we say katan ha'ochel nevelis ain bezdim mitzuv la'afrisho, there's an iser de'oraisa for me to facilitate and to feed him an iser that he's not getting to on his own. So there's a difference, Rabosai, of the kid picking up the cheeseburger on his own from the floor, or me handing the cheeseburger and putting it in his mouth. You got it, Zach? It's very important. Meaning on what level?
Yeah, because I think the you said it was the veil. It's different than
so you have to come here. Oh, yeah. So Basar Vachalov, you have what? I mean, I'm saying the veil, I can't. You want to know if he picked up Basar Vachalov on his own, do I have to make sure he doesn't eat it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
The
only difference that you have between Basar Vachalov and the veil is that there's an Isser Hanah. But I don't think I'm getting any on off from it, the fact that he's eating it.
You're going to have to feed him again. You have to pay.
That's a good question. Is that really on off? Because you're mishtarshe. Maybe. You're saying the Gemara in Chulin talks about these types of concept. You're not getting direct benefit, but the fact that I don't have to pay the tax, or the fact that I am now getting off on something else that I would have had to pay, is that considered hana? Maybe one could say that, that's a complicated sugya. Something we actually touched on in the third parak of Ksuvis, that indirect hana called mishtarshi, that now that I don't have hana, pashtus means I'm getting hana saguf. I enjoy this, I shmear it on me, I get some enjoyment from it, physical pleasure from it. There, it's an indirect hana, but I'm not telling you that that doesn't exist in halacha. Whether or not that would apply to Basar V'Cholov is a stretch, but I hear what you're saying. Good. So now, there's an Isser Lo Sachilim to feed Isur. There were some shittas, the Tur was of the opinion, that applies only where the Torah said it beferish. Where does the Torah say it beferish? Dam. Shrotzim. Where else, Rabbi Yisai? No. What? No. Dam. Shrotzim. You're not going to get this one, Rabbi Yisai. Unless you really pay attention when you're Maver Sedra. Rashi says it, Rabbi Yisai. Who's by Mirtzah Parsha's Emor?
Mine.
Yeah? Well, how did I know, Max? Why am I picking on you today? Lerer. Max is by Mirtzah Parsha. You were there?
And Max is by Mirtzah Parsha also.
No, it's mine. Oh, it's yours also? Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know that. Emor via Marta. What does Rashi say on Emor via Marta? Lahazir Gdolim Alatan. Very good. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? Max, can you give me some eye contact, please? Pretend we're on a date. Lahazir Gdolim Alatanim. Mashpia said we're good at eye contact in this year. I beg to differ. Lahazir Gdolim Alatanim. What is that? Oh.
What? It's the first one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Morty, I love you.
That's my bar mitzvah partial
also. Holy cow, this is so crazy. What does it mean?
No, that you have to make sure for the doros. Not like
No.
No. I don't know. Do it because they have to
work.
There's an Easter Doraisa to put your Kohen child into a what?
Into a Bisa course.
There's a question, La Locha, whether or not a pregnant woman who's married to a Kohen could go to a Beis HaKaris. Not for now. Chubas Avne Meluim, Shach, Reb Kiveh, we'll talk about it another time. Probably not.
Isn't there a Shiloh that you should find out?
Morty, you see what I get? What I meant that like this sugya just opens up every single sugya.
It's all one sugya.
Isn't it, Mom? I give us a bracha that we should finish Beis Amid Beis this year. What?
Shiloh for Kohanim to find out what their child is.
That's what. Yeah, I gave this Shalosh Shudas once in my shir. Whether or not you're mechuyev to take a sonogram to find out whether or not it's a boy or a girl, or whether or not you can go into a hospital or certain things. Rav Vosner has a tshuva whether or not a pregnant woman married to a Kohen is allowed to deliver in a hospital.
What?
He says yes. What's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? What's the issue? Yeah. So you're being metamidic? Really? You never heard of these women that have...
Isn't the baby itself apparently
metamidic? Someone is dead in the hospital. There's a morgue. There's a morgue.
There's a morgue downstairs.
The oil is flying over the...
Isn't the baby inherently metamidic?
No, that was a different thing. What?
Is the baby naturally metamidic from the...
No, it's Tumas Mace. Kohanim only have an issue to be the time of Tumas Mace. No, that's not Tumas Mace. Yeah. Raboisai! So the Gemara, the Rashi's telling you the third area that the Torah says you have to make sure not to make me Matami the child. Parshas Kahuna. So the Torah is of the opinion that it's only those three. There is no Isser Lo Sachilim when it comes to Treif. We do not paskin La Halacha like that. It's a Shita broad in the Rishonim. It's what to remember, maybe a sniff lahakil when you have a lot of other kulas. But we paskin Raboisai, any isser that you give to a child is your isser d'oraisa of losachilim, even though I didn't eat it. Cheeseburger, nevela, whatever it is, usser. Rabbi, what about isserim d'rabanan? Not for now. Machlek is Rashba and Iran, I'm not getting involved in it. Good. Comes along. The Taisis Yishanim and says, but if the child on his own is eating the nevela and I didn't facilitate it, then what? What are we paskin again? And bezdim etzuvim lafrish, right? Frak the Taisis Yishanim in Yuma. How could, on the one hand, the Gemara tell us in Yuma that there's a chiyuv to be mechanech, your child, for Yom Kippur? And at the same time, also, the Gemara conclude in Yevamis that if the child's eating a cheeseburger, ein bez de mitzuvin lafrish. Don't those Gemaras seem to contradict each other? Do we care about chinuch of the child, or do we not care about chinuch of the child? Do we want to train the child in mitzvahs? Do we not want to train the child in mitzvahs? Good kasha, Sofer? Very good kasha. So there's three answers to this question that I'm aware of. There's the Reb Lazer Mimitz that the Taisis Yishanim presents that says what?
You have to be positive. You have to be positive people to make sure.
Don't give me your pshat. First tell me what he says. I like your pshat. But
only Yasin.
So speak it out. I want to understand. I didn't see these sources. I want to understand. Only Asay is what?
Do we teach our children when they're being mechanic? Or do
Masha ain't came the Gemara in Yuvamis. That says ain bez the mitzvah lav rishu was talking about what?
Was talking about close assets.
Good. Yisur. Says Rav Lazar mimitz a massive chiddush, what Sofer just says. Chinuch only applies to what? Positive commandments. Not negative commandments. Before I even get to what the Tosfos Yeshanim is saying, Rabbi Yisai, I have the following question. Tomorrow. Not tomorrow. When's Yom Kippur?
Shabbos.
I'm scared. It's really approaching. It's not a joke. Al yavo b'chol eis el ha-kodesh. Kli Yoker says a mayor de gavah. The Kohen Gadol goes l'fnai v'lefnim on Yom Kippur. Al yavo b'chol eis. The Torah says in Achrimos. What does that mean? B'chol eis. Literally it says, don't always come. You can come on Yom Kippur. Al yavo b'chol eis. It's up to Kli Yoker on mayor de gavah. Al yavo b'chol eis. Your cheshbin in Zman cannot be the same cheshbin when you're entering the Yom Kippur. You have to view Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur's tomorrow. It's really on Shabbos. I don't have my regular calendar and my regular schedules and my regular eye planner, whatever it is, when it comes to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is l'malam min Zman. Don't come with your regular approach to time when it comes to Yom Kippur. Al yavo b'chol eis el ha-kodesh. You leave the chol eis, the zman, the clocks, your approach to time, tomorrow versus next week, well, a few days from now, that's the cheshbon when it comes to Yom Kippur. That's why I thought it's tomorrow. It's al yavo b'chol eis. It's l'malam in hazman. It's not the regular schedule. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, the Mishnah in Yuma, that talks about chinuch for what? For fasting? Is talking about what? I was talking about what a mitzvah says. Rabbi Isai, I have a kasha in the Tosfos Yeshanim. Isn't fasting and eating on Yom Kippur a chiyuv kares? Isn't that a losas? Oh. Rabbi Isai, Yom Kippur has both. And according to this Tosfos Yeshanim, the first day, the reason why you have to be mechanech your child is not on the lo saseh of not to eat on Yom Kippur, but rather on the positive dimension of v'inisem es nafsho seichem.
So when there's both,
and there might be a difference between the two of them, says Rav Zsolti. Perhaps what happens when a person eats in the middle of Yom Kippur? Is there a reason for him to continue fasting? Says Rav Zsolti, yes. Because it's not just about breaking the losaseh that's already done. There's a continuous mitzvah essay to be involved in inoy may erev ad erev. V'inisem es nafsho seichem. So you could have the essay without the losaseh, and who's an example about that? The kids, according to the Rav Lazar mimitz and the Tosfos Yeshanim. That's why I'm chayiv in chinuch. So this is a raya to this yisod Rav Lazar, that not to eat is both an essay and a losaseh. Good. Rabbi Isai, I don't understand this Rabbi Lazar mitzvah. Chinuch is only by mitzvahs esse? It's not by los asses? If you ask Ezra Stern, he said, I would have said the opposite, intuitively. Teach him about the chomer zachim. Get him away from the train, from the danger zones.
I'm going to lose my voice.
So what do you want to say, Sofer? What's your word? You have to be positive? Therapist Sofer. What's pshat, Rabbi Yisai? What is pshat? You can't just read the Rishonim, Rabbi Yisai. You need a pshat. Rabbi Lazar Mimitz just said something fascinating for the rest of your life. You guys are going to have, believe it or not, Rabbi Yisai, in the next 5 years, you guys are going to have children. You got to know this, Rabbi Lazar Mimitz. What's pshat? What's pshat? That's not crazy. How old are you guys? Some of you guys are 20, no?
Yeah.
All of you guys are 20, no?
Yeah.
At least. How old are you, Larry?
20.
How old is Ezra? How are you? 23. Ezra, your father. Yeah?
I said, I'll your mobile call ace. It's tomorrow.
Clever, what's pshat? So I'll tell you what pshat. Anyone know David Bashefkin? Yeah? I know David. David Bashefkin once asked me this kasha. What's pshat in this Rebbe? So I told him a pshat. And I want to tell you this pshat. Maral says a very interesting chiddush in Parshas Vayigash. All the Rishonim are bothered with the following question. I'm sure you've heard this question before. How could the Avos marry two sisters? I thought the Gemara tells us that the Avos kept Kol Torah Kula. I feel Erev Tavshila. What? So that's some answer, Kodem Antaira, but everyone's agreeing Kodem Antaira. That's the Gemara saying. They kept Kol Torah Kula, Kodem Antaira. What does that mean? What? So Zokt the Maharal in Guri Aryeh in Parshas Vayigash, the Avos were a situation of what? Of Einu Mitzuva Va'osa. It was Koidim Matan Torah. It was before we had Maimon Har Sinai, we had a Tziva. So the Avos were what? Were volunteering. Says the Maharal, there's only an Einu Mitzuva Va'osa when it comes to an essay. There's no Einu Mitzuva Va'osa when it comes to a Los Asse. What does that mean? Think about it, everybody said. Schultz, I like you. I like your family. I want to volunteer my time and do something for them. Okay? What demonstrates my care and my devotion towards them? Going the extra mile. Doing something that demonstrates my love. I am going to volunteer something of a positive action of Avas Hashem to demonstrate that I love you. By mitzvahs esse avas Hashem, there is a concept of volunteering of eino mitzuvah v'yos. Masha'en came what, Rabbi Yisai? Not eating chazer. And doing it because what? What are you demonstrating? You're eino mitzuvah, you're volunteering to handcuff yourself to the chair? You're volunteering to inhibit yourself? That doesn't demonstrate anything. When you go the extra mile for me, you're showing me that you are now volunteered to do something extra. That shows your devotion. But to volunteer a loisase, that doesn't demonstrate that same thing. You're just restricting yourself. Zok the Maharal, there was no concept of Einu Mitzuva V'yose when it comes to loisase. So I wanted to suggest the same idea in this Rebbe Lazar Mimitz. Who is a walking example of the nature of Avos called the Matan Torah? Danim, Chinuch. They are not bar mitzvahs yet. They are koydim maimed Har Sinai. Zokt. The Tosfos Yeshanim, Mishnah Berurah, Los Mimitz. When do you have an Einu Mitzuva V'yose, a volunteer, a lower tier mitzvah that you're volunteering? You have it by a positive commandment, by a mitzvah essay, by Avas Hashem. By demonstrating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to get close. We want to be involved. We want to do something extra for you, Ribbono Shel Olam. But to restrict, to be passive, that doesn't demonstrate anything. Perhaps that's pshat in the Tosfos Yeshanim. What? Exactly. Good. That's the first day. Rabbi Sai, there is another day in the Rishonim. There is another day in the Rishonim. The other day in the Rishonim is a day that I didn't put on the Maror Mekoyimus because I had Rachmonis on you, Rabbi Sai. I knew you were flying all over the place because this is a massive sugya. So I'm just going to say it to you outside. Comes along Tosfos and Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph and asks the exact same question that Tosfos Yeshanim asks. How do I jive these contradicting Gemaras? On the one hand, Tosfos, the Gemara says, Ein bez de mitzvah after Yisho. On the other hand, I know that there's a concept of chinuch. So the first answer we have is positive commandments, negative commandments. Good? Taktaisis and Shabbos? No. One Gemara is talking about b'shigil l'chinuch. One's Gemara is talking about an age that he was low higil l'chinuch. If it's a young child, so leave him alone. Ein bez mitzvah l'afrisho. If it's an older child that already was higil l'chinuch, so then what? Then you gotta be mechanechin. Good?
Where's he get that from?
He makes it up in order to get at this. Good? Good. I mean, the Gemara in Yuma is talking about an age. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara goes into the ages. But he has to jive these Gemara. The question is, where does he get that from the Gemara in Yevamos? The Gemara doesn't talk about ages there. Yeah. Good. Finally, Taisus has a third answer. Taisus has a third answer, at least. What's Taisus Shunim's third answer? Huh? No. That's the kasha. What's the answer? What's the answer? How to jive? How to? Rabbi, so you got to get the question. Got to get the answer. You have to speak it out. If you speak everything out, everything will flow like a melody. Why am I talking about this? What was the question on it? What was the answer? It's all Lego pieces, guys. It's a puzzle. What was the kasha, Rabbi Sai? What's the kasha? Kasha is what? A stira in. Gemara, where's the stira? Yuma and Yevamos. One Gemara says Ein Bez Mitzvah L'Afrisho. Another Gemara is what? Is what? Mechanchen Es Haktanim for Yom Kippur. Doesn't jive. We have two answers in the Rishonim. Comes Tosis and a third answer. Why does he have an answer? Maybe. What's Tosis Rishonim's third answer?
Maybe he says that you're supposed to be Mechanchen them, and then if they pick up food, you don't stop. Satisfies both
Gemaras. No. That is chinuch. Why don't I have to teach him? If I have to teach him the laws, I have to teach him the laws. What's the answer? So what does Taisa say? There's a difference between the what and the what.
There's a difference between a man and a woman.
There's a difference between the who? The father and everyone else. The father is chayev l'chanech espno. The Gemara in Yevamos was not talking about who? The father. The Gemara was talking about ein bezdin mitzuvah l'afrisho. Bezdin is a code word, many oftentimes, to what? All of Klal Yisrael. To the rest of Klal Yisrael. To those who represent the Torah. Good? Very simple answer. So everyone, at the exception of the father, is not chayev l'chanech as a child. Good? Rabbi Isai, if you think that this is an halach l'maisa, open up in Ora Chaim, Hilchos Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah, Chela Gimel, in Simen Shin Mem Gimel. And this is so halacha l'maisa. And there's two shittas that are brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Because listen to the following cheshbon. If you hold like the first, the Shulchan Aruch talks about what happens if you see a child being Mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Isai, this is Dvar Yom Biyomo, Dvar Shabbos B'Shabbato, in some communities more than others. See a kid being Mechal Shabbos. Okay? This is very Nogei L'Alocha. Do I have to stop him and do I not? Good? Yeah? Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, well, first day, are you the father or are you not the father? If you hold like the second day of the Taisi Shanim, which the Shulchan Aruch brings down, so then what? You're not the father. Leave the kim at all. If you're the father, then what? Then no matter what the situation is, you got to deal with that child. Right? You're the father. Then you don't have the heter of Ein Bez the Mitzvah L'Afrisho. You're the father. That's the Gemara in Yuma. Good. Second day it says, no. Nothing to do with the father or not the father. Has to do with what? Taisin and Shabbos. How old's the child? Is the child Bar Chinuch or is the child La Bar Chinuch? Good? The age for him to understand. It's a good, excellent question. Mr. Brura says that the age for the child in not understanding not to be Mechal Shabbos is when he understands what it means. No! No! Don't do that. Even if he doesn't understand Melech's Machsheves and he's not making Chakiras within the Mishkan and Melech Shin Tzuchagufa and Devashin Miskavi. But he understands, no! Don't play with your phone. Good? No! You guys all reach that level. Good. One second. Let me just finish this momentum. Rabbi Isai, 2 days of Shulchan Aruch. But this is halach l'maisa. How do we pask it? I didn't even start the shir yet. I want to know halach l'maisa from this Tosafos Yeshanim. Both days, these Rishonim are brought within the Shulchan Aruch. But Rabbi Isai, there could be a lot of nafkaminos. What's a nafkamina? What happens if you have what? A situation where it's not my son, but it's a Gila Chinuch. Do I have to be Machmir or do I not have to be Machmir? What happens if he's what? If he is my son, but he's a Labar Chinuch. Comes along the Chayyadim and says it's a Sveika Dedim. So therefore we should pass in the following. By the, anyone have a Mishabur here? By the Oraisas, person has to be Machmir. And even if it's not your child, you should be Machmir. However, if it's only the Rabbanon, then you could be Mikra. Halacha l'maisa, this kasher, Rabbi said. It all stemmed from what? It all stemmed from our steer, from our contradiction. Rabbi said, now we get back to Sukkah, I'm so long. Ask the Tos Yishanim according to the second day, give me a second, Schultz, that what? That the resolution is father versus the rest of the world. One Gemara said Bezdin, and one Gemara said to the father that you're of Chiyuv HaChanech. What's my kasha? Ask the Tosis Yishanim. There's a Beferish Gemara that's contradicting this analysis. What's the Beferish Gemara that contradicts this analysis, Rabbi Sai? What's the Gemara, Rabbi Sai? Where's the Gemara? Sukkah Beis Amid Beis. That the Gemara says what? That Hilani Amalka, what? Was being mechanech her children. What's the kasha, Rabbi Sai? She's not the father. Bam kasha against the second day in Tosfos Yishanim. Which we said, Rabbi Sai, we're choshesh la'aloch. So we want to understand this. Good? Everyone with me?
Yeah.
So how do you resolve it? How do you explain our Gemara according to that second day in the Tosfos Yishanim? Tosfos Yishanim gives two answers. What are the two answers? Maybe the father was around. Maybe the father was around.
Maybe.
Or maybe l'mitzvah v'alma. She really didn't have to. There really wasn't a mitzvah chinuch like I just suggested. Those are the two answers. Weiss is like, I'm going to rip that hook out of the wall. Right? Yeah. You and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Comes on Rabbi Akiva Eiger and doesn't only say that that second day it doesn't sit right. It doesn't smell right. Again, Rabbi said, what did the Tosfos Yishanim say? Don't bring me rice from Hilani Amalka. It was l'mitzvah ba'alma. She didn't really have to.
So why
Rabbi said, what's the kasha, Schultz? Yeah. Then what?
Why did Rabbi bring that as a raya? She didn't have to.
Fret the Gemara. The Gemara's going back and forth and Gemara saying, and don't tell me she didn't listen to Chinuch, because she did listen to Chinuch, and this is a raya to the Shir Sukkah. And the Gemara's making a point that she's being Mekayim, the din of Chinuch. Let's see Rabbi Akiva Eiger inside, Rabbi Isai. It's Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the side of the Gemara. Come here, Sofer. Come on, get close. Ayin, everyone have it? Look at your Gilyon HaShas. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's horse on the side. Ayin, the second Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Ayin Yuma Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis B'Toysis Yishonim Dibra Maschel Ben Shmoyna U'B'Mashikosav Shom Hoysi Mechan Chosam L'Mitzvah Ba'alma. So Toysis Yishonim has a kasha on his Yisoid that he explained away the rest of Shas and Paskins the way he does in Hilchus Shin Mem Gimel, that he distinguishes between an Av and everyone else in order to resolve the spheres between Yavamis and Yuma, but he says that doesn't jive with Mesecha Sukkah because Hilani Amalka was a woman and she was involved in Chinuch. And he says, mitzvah ba'alma, frechter b'kiv eger, v'kasha li. This makes no sense. V'eich amrinen b'sugya, v'chi teima katan shein tzarech li'ima midrabbananu d'mechayiv. And if you want to tell me that, no, katan that doesn't need her mother is only chayiv midrabbanan, v'i midrabbanan lo ashkecha, and she didn't really care about the rabbanans. Toshma, she listened to all the Divrei Chachamim. So the Gemara beforned that. The Gemara dealt with that. And the Gemara said she dealt with the Rabbanans. And that she was obligated with the Rabbanan. Maisav al pi Chachamim also. Sounds like what? Women are obligated in what? In Chinuch. oy vezmir. Hafilu mederabbanon lemechay ve'i lechanech oysam according to Taz Yishanim v'tzarech in gadol. Azoy frekler p'kiveiger. Toysis Yishanim's answer to the rest of Shas, how to resolve the inyan of Chinuch and Shulchan Aruch, Shin Mem Gimel, is against the Beferi Shigam. What he thought he resolved didn't really resolve. That's a kasha. Yeah, Schultz.
Master Mathel, and he told me to ask him Shir, why, according to Tosos, a second opinion, like Alma.
That's what we just asked him.
Yeah, but why can't you just say their view to hold that there is chinuch for the mother, and they're brought to hold that they don't hold that chinuch for the mother? And therefore, that's why he brought it as a raya.
Because then they're not talking to each other.
What do you mean?
Then they're not talking to each other.
What do you mean they're not talking to each other?
The Gemara says, and if you want to tell me that she didn't listen to the Rabbanans, it's not true. She's listening to the Rabbanans. So the Rabbanan accepted that proof. So then the Rabbanan have to say. Ultimately, the Gemara says
the reason Rabbi Yehuda brought this as a raya could be because he holds.
It's not a raya if I have a machloikas with you. First of all, I think it's schwer for you to tell me that a machloikas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda about a sukkah l'malam michath has to do with a fundamental machloikas on whether or not you should be mechanech your children.
Why not though?
Really, you're trying to tell me that our machloikas in the Mishnah in Sukkah Beis Amid Aleph that has to do with how high your schach should be, will be whether or not our kids should go off the derech. You tell me why not.
It's all one.
When that's your conclusion, it is not one sugya. That is the only time it's not one sugya. Come on. Everyone agrees to the concept of chinuch. Where do you find in the Mishnah in Yuma on the Pebes that there is a machlekes or Yudah Chachamim in Bech Chinuch?
But now everyone agrees that the concept of chinuch applies to the mother.
Oh, now you're saying different.
Rashi and what we saw.
No. That's not where you're going. Right? We'll get to there. We're not up to there. Now you're skipping.
That's what I'm trying to say. You asked me
why can't the machlekes or Yudah Chachamim be whether or not there's chinuch? You have your answer.
No, there is chinuch. I'm not arguing that. I'm talking about chinuch for the mother.
You want to say that the machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim should be whether there's chinuch to the mother? So then Rabbi Yehuda's proof is very schwer. You're not proving to Chachamim.
Why? Because she's doing chinuch for her kids.
Yeah, but the Chachamim don't accept that. So
because they might hold that the mother might not have to.
But if Rabbanan should answer that in the Gemara. I hold it. There's no chinuch. Why did they say that?
I don't think we were bringing the first day
Wasn't accepted. Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch bring it? Wasn't accepted.
Is that on the father or is that in everyone also?
Yeah, it's not accepted. La-loch. That distinction does not exist. La-loch. It's a good R.
It
wasn't even brought in the Shulchan Aruch.
Was that on the father or on everyone also?
That's what we call it. What did you say?
Is that Eliezer Remitz? I don't know how to pronounce it. Is that on the father?
It doesn't make a distinction between a father. Everyone. So all essays are los essays. Different discussion. But what Ezra's pointing out is what I just pointed out to you. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Shemim Gimel, and Hilchos Shabbos, the end of Hilchos Shabbos, that day is not even brought in Shulchan Aruch. So it's a day in Rishayim. It needs a Hezber. But that day, it doesn't get accepted in Halach. Rabbi Yisai, we have to work on this kasha. We have to work on this kasha, and we have to work on whether or not this Gemara stems with other Gemaras. We only just began the sugya. We have to work. And Emir Hashem, we will draw some conclusions in this fascinating sugya.